Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Putting in the Gutter. My name is Joe Ambrose, your host, PGA golf professional, PBA bowling professional. And this one is going to be primarily about probably the best professional golf weekend every year that we all look forward to, and that's the Masters from Augusta National. Just an incredible event at a facility that we've all watched for a long, long time. And a lot of us probably feel like we've played there, even though most of us have never been there. It's a tournament that's like no other one. They do everything absolutely right, and they have the resources to do it, and they take advantage of it. So we all look forward to the Masters, especially this year, I think, in 2024, with all that's going on in professional golf. It's such a big mess with the PGA Tour the way it is, very fragmented. Guys on the LIV Tour, guys on the DP World Tour, and all over the planet. And this is the one chance that we finally get to see some of the best players in the world all together for one great weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at an incredible golf course. So we're all looking forward to it. The Masters is held, as you know, at Augusta National in Georgia, and it's the only major that's held at the same golf course every year. I think the fact that we've seen it so much, and most of us know all the holes by now, especially the back nine. And the other thing is the time of year. I mean, it's always second Sunday in April is the final day, and it's like a rite of spring almost. I mean, I've seen it at the golf club that I work at. Everybody's been chomping at the bit since early March to, you know, try to get out there. And we just opened our range this past week. And I can't believe the amount of people that are just going. They just, you know, just a feeling of hitting a golf ball. And now this is going to solidify it once we get to see some of the best players in the world play at one of everybody's favorite places. So this will be great. It starts Thursday today, which is when I'm doing this, and they'll make a cut after Friday. Usually, I think top 60 in ties or something like that. It might be less than that. I don't even remember. I know the field is 88 players this year, and the tournament's been actually going on since 1934, but it's the 88th annual Masters. And just a couple of notes that I made. You know, just the history of the event. As far as you would think that by now, because the event is held at the same golf course all the time, that the scores would be off the charts, that players would know where to hit and where not to hit and be able to really go low there. But it really hasn't happened that way. I mean, Dustin Johnson set the record a couple of years ago with 20 under. But before that, Tiger Woods set the record in 97 when he broke Ray Floyd's record and Jack Nicklaus's for low score for 18 holes. And really, the weather dictates everything there. And Augusta National is very good at tweaking the course if scores get a little too low the previous year. The only thing that can really affect scoring, you know, on a low side is if the course is soggy and wet. The longer hitters have a big advantage, and they can stop balls, you know, closer to the pin to putt on those tough, very sloped greens at unbelievable speeds. So we'll see what happens this year as Jon Rahm tries to repeat at the Masters. There's only been three times in history that the Masters has been won with a score over par. And that was in 1954. Sam Snead was one over. Jackie Burke in 56 was one over. And Zach Johnson, for his only Masters win in 2007, was one over. Those are the only times that anybody's been over par. I thought that was a pretty interesting stat. In almost 90 years of this event, there's only been 17 multiple winners. And then the other sideline this week is going to be Rory McIlroy, who gets yet another chance to win the career Grand Slam, which is the four majors, which is the Masters, U.S. Open, PGA, and Open Championship. Well, only five other guys have done that. And that's Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. So I know we'd love to see Rory do that, but ever since he hasn't won a major in 10 years, which is hard to believe because he's played some great golf between now and then. And it's just when all the guys are together, it's really hard to win an event like this. Somebody has to have a great week with the putter in order to separate themselves from everybody else. So we'll see how everything goes. As far as the betting odds, which I know is a big thing to a lot of people, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite on the last betting app that I saw. He was plus 475. Rory McIlroy was second at plus 1,100. John Rahm, plus 1,200. Brooks Koepka, plus 1,400. And Schauffele was plus 1,600. Now, I'm looking at this list of guys, and there's a lot of guys who could win here. There's 15 players that are in the field that have won here. Some of them are a little bit older, and probably the wet conditions on Thursday, which is today, is not going to help those guys. But having course knowledge at this place is gigantic, as we all know, and that's why some guys have won multiple green jackets. 2024 also is significant to me, because if you look back in the history of the event, as far back as 1974 when Tommy Ahren won, that was 50 years ago, I can't believe that. 1984 was Ben Crenshaw's first win, very emotional thing. He finally got the breakthrough and got his first major. 94 was when Jose Maria Olazabal won his first major as well. 2004, as we know, Phil Mickelson, that was his first major on that putt and that great call by Jim Nantz on the 18th green. And then 2014, I believe, was Tiger. So it's just been some crazy things over the last, 50, 60 years that all of us have watched this event. And we all know, as I said, we all know the golf course so well. We know 10 and 11 are two really tough par fours. The 12th hole is probably the hardest par three in championship golf, the way it's set up and the way the wind blows off the trees there. 13 is a reachable par five, big dog leg left, at which they moved the tee back this year, another 40, 50 yards, so we'll see how that plays. 14 is just a really good par four with a tough green. 15 is another par five with water in front. That's a risk-reward thing. Guys can go for it and have an eagle putt, or you can make a 7 or 8 there real easy. 16 is a historic par 3 with the Sunday traditional pin position, back left, at the bottom so you can hit the slope and then try to get in there. 17 is a good par 4. It's not really long, and it's been made different since the Eisenhower tree got knocked down years ago. But it's a good hole, and 18 has been lengthened a lot over the last 30 years. Now it really comes out of a chute, uphill to a split level green, and we've seen some great finishes on that hole as well. So if I was picking who I think is going to win, I'm going with Rahm myself, and I'll tell you why. I think he has, number one, he has a great short game. He has the length. And since he won last year, he knows how to win here. He's been in contention here a bunch. I think because he's a live guy now, I think he has a lot of incentive to show that because he took the $600 million to go there, he still has game and he can still play with the best guys. I think, personally, I would love to see Rory finish the career Grand Slam, but I just don't see it happening. But, of course, we never know. Scheffler's the favorite. I think he's top 10, almost a lock. I don't think he's going to win. Some of my sleeper picks would be Spieth, who always plays well here. Cameron Smith, who I think has the game to play well here. And one guy nobody's really talking about, and that's Brian Harman. Lefties have done well here over the last couple of years. You know, going back to Mike Weir when he won his only major. Phil's won three times, and Bubba Watson's won twice. And Brian Harman, now coming off his Open Championship win last year, I think if there was a sleeper guy that I was looking at, that's probably who I would look at would be him. Some of the pairings I looked at as well, there's a few interesting groups. I noticed they have Tiger going late in the day today and playing with Jason Day, I believe, and Max Homa. Some of our other favorites. Let's see. We got, Justin Rose. I always like watching him. He's been second here a billion times. It would be nice to see him win. And they have Dustin Johnson in the last group with Morikawa and Fleetwood. I'm sure a bunch of people will be watching that as well. So this is just a great event. And just think of the things that happened at the beginning of this week. Now you've got the women's amateur in Georgia that culminates at Augusta, for their last day. And then you have drive, chip, and putt, which I've said before is the single greatest recruiting tool for young golfers. Ashay Bhatia, who just won on the PGA Tour last week to get his spot into the Masters, started at drive, chip, and putt. So I just think that's what a carrot to be able to hold over, all the youth in America and all over the world to know that if they can win their age brackets when they go to the qualifiers, that their reward is they get to go to an Augusta National with their families and spend a couple of days at this great facility and unbelievable piece of property. And then you have the Champions Dinner, which I know we all wish we could go to that. I know I do. And then Wednesday, the Par 3 tournament. There's no other place that has a Par 3 tournament like this that has a separate golf course in pristine condition and can have everyone play that Augusta invites to play it. So that's where the past champions, no matter what their age is, can come and play there and with their families and have their kids and grandkids caddy. It's just a really cool thing to watch. I taped yesterday, so I'm going to have to watch it. But every year I look forward to seeing that. And then, of course, our starters now, we got Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson who are going to start things off this morning on Thursday. So it's just an awesome event. It's definitely my favorite major besides the Open Championship to watch every year. And I always pray for rain at work on Sunday so I can come home early and watch the last day because I love watching the last 11 or 12 holes with all the leaders. I really hope that for golf's sake, we have a very bunched up leaderboard on Saturday and Sunday because we need it. Because everything is just, there's been so many comments the last couple of months between guys on separate tours, and they need to find an answer to this. And I really hope that the Masters can help bring the minds together and they can find a way, within a year or two to get golf back where it's supposed to be. I know I don't watch as much PGA Tour as I used to. I don't watch any DP World Tour. And the Masters will be the first event all season long that I'm actually going to try to see some of all four rounds. So I'm sure a lot of you guys will too. And it'll be great to see. Just to touch on a few other things as we wrap up this week. I'd like to congratulate UConn men on winning the men's basketball championship. What an unbelievable team. Every game they won by double digits and they totally deserve to win. Congratulations also to Dawn Staley in South Carolina, 38-0, winning the women's basketball championship and the highest rated women's basketball game ever. Now, part of that was because of South Carolina being undefeated, and part of that was because of Caitlin Clark being in the game. Now, I know some people have different opinions on her, on Caitlin, and what she's done. I think she's put more eyeballs on the game than anybody I've ever seen. And the one thing that I take away from her career is Iowa is a good team, but they're not a great team. If you take her off that team, I think they'd make the tournament, but I don't think they'd go very far. So I felt like she made some average or just above average players that much better with her ability to pass the ball and, of course, her scoring ability. And she brought that team to the finals 2 years in a row. I think that's unbelievable. I heard that they're going to retire her number 22, and nobody's ever going to wear that in Iowa basketball history, and that's an awesome thing. And I honestly can't wait to see what she can do in the WNBA. It's going to be different there. She's playing with adults. She's playing with more skilled basketball players. She's going to have to fit in to a team maybe a little bit more if they're going to contend with the top teams in the WNBA, which is really, you know, the Las Vegas, who's won 2 years in a row, and the New York Liberty, who was right on their heels, and the Connecticut Sun. They're the top three teams. And then the NBA draft, or the WNBA draft, is April 15th. And I would bet that will be the highest rated draft ever watched, with all the players coming out to see where they go. And I really think the WNBA is going to get a bump from Caitlin being in the league. So I know I'll be watching a lot more games than I did. And we'll see how the career shakes out. As we all know, baseball is underway too. It's hard to get into baseball in the spring unless you're a fan of a certain team. I mean, in the Northeast here, you know, there's a lot of Phillies fans, a lot of Mets fans, a lot of Yankees fans like me. Yankees are off to a 10-3 start, which I'm thrilled. But baseball is such a long season, 162 games. There's so many things that have to go right to do well, you know, pitching, hitting, and we'll be following every day. You know, the baseball purists, you know, follow the stats and all the pitching staff changes and roster rotations and all that. So we have a lot going on right now, but for now, let's enjoy Masters weekend. Let's see what happens, and I will be back to discuss that with all of you. If you have any emails or questions, please use my email, joeambrose@pga.com. You can find my podcast here on Buzzsprout, which is where I'll post it on Facebook, and then it'll be on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podchaser, and a bunch of other ones. Thank you so much for supporting me and what I do, and I will talk to you soon after we have a Masters champion. Enjoy. Bye.